Navy officials say the intrusion into the Navy Marine Corps intranet was one of two or three eye-openers into the notion that cyber attacks aren't just a threat to what are usually thought of as command and control and business systems. They declined to identify the others, but suffice to say that the combined effect got the attention of the service's top leadership. The Cyber Awakening program began in July. It's made up of four different task groups that are assigned with everything from assessing every system the Navy thinks should be protected from cyber attacks at all costs, and what needs to be done to fix them immediately, to developing long-term strategies to make sure that every new item the Navy buys or builds is hardened against cyber threats. The assessments are due back to the service's top leadership next year, with several interim milestones along the way. Matthew Schwartz is the leader of the task force.
A lot of people ask, why is this task force cyber awakening, right? Because cyber's been happening for a decade, and you have a term awakening at the end of your task force, assuming that it's new. But in reality, what the awakening, the reason we chose that word is because it is awakening from it is now commander's business, that cyber and IT is part of the warfighting system. And we've elevated it from a business discussion to a warfighting discussion. And in doing that, creating this defense in depth approach, because of that incident, we're actually creating the ability to fight within the network and to fight the adversary in the domain. So yeah, that was a big component of it.
The awakening is based in large measure on the idea that the Navy needs to broaden the aperture of what it talks about when it talks about cybersecurity. For too long, officials say, the focus has been on networks, but in the modern era, virtually every piece of combat capability in the Navy's inventory is networked to something else in some form or fashion. Swartz says part of the awakening is that IT is IT, whether it's a server on the NMCI network or a boutique control system aboard a deployed destroyer. And those warfighting systems have not gotten as much scrutiny for cyber vulnerabilities.
An adversary wouldn't design an attack for a combat system versus a business system. They're going to design a cyber attack, and they're going to apply it to any system that has that vulnerability. And just because we've defined one versus the other, they could care less, right? They just know that there's cyber capabilities, and they're going to use those capabilities to attack any system they can. Is the consequence more severe on a combat system? Without a doubt. And so when we define the cyber safe boundary, we're saying those capabilities need to be protected. In some cases, we've even used the term they need to be protected at all costs. And we need to make sure that when we protect them, that we have real-time awareness of their current state.
As one objective of the project, the Navy would like to be able to describe the overall cyber readiness of the fleet in the same way it talks about aviation or carrier strike groups, something it can't do right now. And by cyber readiness, it doesn't just mean NMCI, the main shoreside network. It means the entire interconnected system of technology on every one of its ships, submarines, and aircraft. So one of the project's task groups is focused mainly on getting the Navy's various technical communities to talk to each other about how to manage various cyber threats. The engineers who help design airplanes at Naval Air Systems Command, ships at Naval Sea Systems Command, and installations at Naval Facilities Command are all top-notch experts in their own right, but they haven't yet been on the same page when it comes to managing cybersecurity as a Navy-wide concern.
The folks that traditionally have operated and managed and developed combat systems, right? So systems that are deployed across our platforms that are combat capabilities. This task force includes all of them, right? So the awakening is that the folks that were at the point end of the spear, if you will, the folks that were developing those combat system capabilities are now part of this. And the realization that cyber and that cyber risk are as critical to that part of the organization, in addition to the C4I or the business side of the organization, and that we're doing this as a collective, is part of the awakening. Part of the awakening was that this is no longer just about the business systems, it's about the combat systems and the dependency of some of those systems to be able to share information on and off the ship.
By next summer, the Navy says it will have a prioritized list of actions it must take to define the boundaries of the cyber systems it has to protect and the immediate actions it has to take to make that happen. But Schwartz says the awakening is not a one-off project. There are more Navy systems that are connected to networks that it could possibly catalog in the space of 1 year. So the task force's real job is to institutionalize cybersecurity into everything the Navy does, from the time it develops a requirement to the time it fields a system to the time it retires it.
There will be some in Task Group 1, for example, there will be very specific recommendations or requirements that come out of that. But the primary goal for Task Groups 1, 2, and 3 is establishing the framework to be able to do these types of functions into the future. yes, Task Group 1 is going to create this cyber resiliency plan that's going to have this prioritized list of actions. But what the big takeaway for me in the task force is, not necessarily the product, but the framework we use to actually create the product. How did we identify the requirements? How did we do the assessments to identify the gaps? How did we prioritize? How did we do that to create the plan is more important right now than the plan itself. And then creating that framework that we'll eventually hand over to whoever has this enduring task, not the task force, but whoever owns this responsibility, giving them the framework is as important as the initial list.
The submarine force managed to create a serious and rigorous culture of safety after the USS Thresher sank in 1961. But it took 20 years to certify every submarine under the SubSafe program that came out of that disaster. The Navy cyber community, aiming for a construct that they're calling CyberSafe, hopes it can do the job just as well and hopefully move a bit faster. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.